Rashechem, your heads. Shiftechem, your tribes. Ziknechem, your elders. Shoitrechem, your officers. Kolish Yisrael. And then Tapchem, your children. Nishechem, your wives. Gerecha shebekere machanecha mechoytze v'techa something like that. Mechoytze v'techa shoy v'mecha. That's 10 altogether. 5 in each pasuk. So the Mefarshim explained to us that these 5 on each pasuk, altogether 10, actually symbolize the Aseres HaDibrois. We have 10 Dibrois, and each one of them is another person that represents the 10 Aseres HaDibrois, and each one of the Aseres HaDibrois are represented in the 10 different days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Each day a person is supposed to repent or supposed to rectify one of those days. 10 days of Tshuva, Aseres HaDibrois, 10 different people. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. What does Hayoim mean? What's the day? The day. You're standing today. So the Mefarshim say the Marv HaShemesh and the Teferet Shlomo, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Today. So this week's parasha, it's not a coincidence that we landed right before Rosh Hashanah. It's getting us in the zone. In the zone for Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Today. What's today? Today is Rosh Hashanah. Why is today Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, everything that happened in the past is the past. Today is the first day of the year. It's the new beginning. Hayoim haras oilom. Today is the day of the creation of the world. Atem nitzavim hayoim. You hear today. There's just today. When you start a new year, there is no yesterday because everything is new. And when a person's mind frame is supposed to be, when you're doing tshuva, Rosh Hashanah is Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is I could just leave all that behind. I could just forget about everything, or I could remove myself from everything that happened, and I could start today. That's Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. And that's why there's this remez to the 10, because we're talking about the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Now, there's something very interesting here, which I'm going to share with you, an absolutely stunning idea on this pasuk. We're going to zone in on one of these groups of 10. Who is that? The pasuk speaks about tapchem. Tapchem are your babies. Your babies. Taf. There's nashim v'taf. Tapchem, neshechem. Now, everyone else that's written here, they are all intelligent people. So we understand why they're standing here together with us. But what's with the children? And listen to this fascinating thing. I'm going to share with you a Gemara in Chagigo, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. And there are so many nuances here that are so important to this entire story, which is as follows. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. That was his name. Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma, Shehochu leikabel pnei Rabbi Yeshua bePkin. Pkin is a northern town. Those of us that we went to the first day of this month, we went up north. So we passed through a town of Pkin. Pkin is famous for the place where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was there in his cave. He hid there for 12 years and then another year, 13 altogether. That's where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was, in this cave. Anyway, it was a town where people used to live. A lot of the Tanoim lived up north up there. People were saying, like, why is it that Abai and Rav are buried up north? Rav Shimba Yechai is buried up north. There's tons of Tanoim buried up north. Tons of them. Because up north was a place where a lot of them lived. Pekin, Rabbi Yeshua lived in Pekin. So these two Tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and Rabbi Lazar, both came to visit him. Amru lo, ma chidish hoye beis medrash hayom? Nu, zog epis. What was the chidish in the beis medrash today? What was Ein Beis Medrash Blo Chiddush? What was today's Chiddush? Armula Tamid Chano, we came to hear from you. We're your students. Umei Mecha Anu Shoisim, we want to drink from your waters. You're the Rebbe, tell us. Amrala Hem, he said, Afal Pikein, okay, still, tell us what you got. Yev Shal Beis Medrash Blo Chiddush, Shabbos Shel Mihoisa. Whose Shabbos was it? So let me explain to you. This is part of the interesting thing. There was like this back and forth. There's different people who used to, there was a rotation of who would give the shir in the Beis Medrash. Was it Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, or was it Rabbi Yeshua? Who was it? Whose time it was to go speak in the Beis Medrash? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, they had like this, they had a rotation. So said as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's week. So what was he talking about? What was the shir? Amrulai Parshas Hakel. That's Nitzav and Vayelech. We'll see that they connect the two of them. Madarash Basa, what did he say? Hakel Asam Anoshim Anoshim V'taf. Im Hanoshim Boim Lilmoit. The men came to learn. Hanoshim Bois Lishmoya. The women came to hear. Taf. Loma Boim. Why are the kids coming? So you might say, well, who's going to leave them at home? Who's going to stay with them? Yeah, but there's other people that couldn't make it. And why did the Torah tell you that you should bring them? Kidei litein schar lemeviyeh, to give schar to the people that will bring them. Amar lahem, so he said back, Rabbi Yeshua, margalis toiva haisa b'yedchem, you had such a precious gem, such a pearl of wisdom that you had in your hands. And you thought that you were going to like deprive me of it? You're going to make me lose it? In other words, I asked you, tell me something. And they said, no, you tell us. He said, come on, you tell me. And I finally pried it out of you. And you had such a precious gem, a pearl of wisdom. You weren't going to tell me? That's the story. That's the Gemara. Now, what's going on over here? What's the precious gem? And why is it that particularly of all people, Rabbi Yoshua was like, like he was like so amazed by this Dvar Torah. Okay. So, the following thing. Meshech Chochma says the following thing. It says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Meshabeach. He had lots of Talmidim. One of them's name was Rabbi Yeshua. And about all those Talmidim, he said praises. What was the praise that he said, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, about Rabbi Yoshua? And pay attention to that name. Ashrei Yoyiladatoi. Praised is the one that gave birth to Rabbi Yoshua. Now that sounds like he's more like giving praise to the one who gave birth to him. Obviously, it was something that they did that kind of made Rabbi Yoshua so special. So what was it? Says the Bar Tanura at Gemara in Yushalmi. The Gemara in Yushalmi says that when Rabbi Yosef ben Hurchanus saw Rabbi Yeshua, he said on him the pasuk, "Esmi yoy redas zocharani shahisa imoy moileches arisasoy lebeis akneses." I remember Rabbi Yeshua, his mommy took him in a carriage to the shul. Bishvil sheyizdabku aznav b'divrei Torah, so his ears should like connect with divrei Torah when he's in the carriage. When he's a little child, his mother brought him to the Beis Medrash. That's what Rabbi Yosef ben Hurchanus said about Rabbi Yeshua. And it says in the pasuk, "Esmi yoy redas v'esmi yovin shemua gimulei mechala." People that are still nursing babies, they're still drinking milk. Atikei mishedim, those that even from when they are still feeding from their mother, they're ready learning. Now, you can't really learn when you're that young. But your ears, they get receptive or they get familiar with the sound of Torah. This was Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Yeshua was given that labor. And he was looking his whole life to find, where do you find this idea of someone being brought to the Beis Medrash? And it wasn't just Yeshua, by the way. When Amnason Adler was brought Chassam Sofer to learn in his yeshiva, when he was brought to Amnason Adler's yeshiva by his mother, Amnason Adler said, "This child is going to be amazing. Because this child, I know you used to rock him by the Beis Knesses because you wanted him to hear the people learning." So Amnason Adler said, "Your child is going to be exceptional." He became the Chassam Sofer. His mother used to bring him to sit by the shul. Do you know that there's a minhag before the bris, a father should learn Torah the whole night with his baby sitting next to him. The baby before the bris should get some Torah in him. You don't understand a word, right? And that's the pshat. Rashi changes the order. It says in the Gemara, our Gemara says, "Acha aav chay b'mnoi le'amuloi lifdoisoi le'lamdoi Torah." La'asiyo yisho, le'lamdo umnis. So he said they all going seem to be going in order of when they happen. First you give him a bris milah, then a pidyon haben, and then you marry him, then you teach him Torah, and then you marry him off. Okay, umnis is the shaila to go before you get married, after you get married, a whole ha. But Rashi changes the entire order. Rashi puts the lamdo Torah all the way before lamuloi. Why? Because part of the process of the lamdo Torah starts even when he's even a little teeny little baby. Even before he's 8 days old. Getting him into that environment, in that surroundings of Torah. But where did it come from? Where do we find this idea in the Torah? It's a nice concept. Rabbi Nelson Adler said it's true. And someone pegged Rabbi Yeshua and said it's true. But you know where we find it? This week's parasha. Atem nitzavim hayoim. Kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Every one of you is going to make a difference. Who? So I understand, Rasheichem, Zikneichem, Shifteichem, Kol Yisro, Mekev, Nesheichem, I understand, Mechoyte Veitzecha, Tshoy Memecha. Tapechem? Your little babies? What are the babies doing there? What difference does it make if the babies are here? So Chazal Darshan, Kedei Litein Schar Lemeviyem. What does that mean? It means just like we said about Rabbi Yoshua, Ashrei Yoiladetoy, that his mother takes the credit for this because she brought him to the Beis Medrash. If you bring your children to the Mokum HaShechina, you bring your children to Hakel, you bring your children to the Beis Medrash, that they should become familiar with Torah, that you get the credit for that. Litein Tzchar, the Mevi'im, says Rabbi Yeshua, this is my Chiddush. I didn't say it, but I'm a living example of this. How could you have deprived me of such a beautiful chiddush? It would have meant so much to me. And I want to be Moisef one kinesh. Perhaps. Margalisa Tusa. Which means it's a beautiful gem. Or a pearl of wisdom. Pearls. They are cultivated inside, clamped up in a clam. Which is, they made it created a very special surroundings. And only in there can they become a pearl. Rabbi Yeshua, his mother put him in that type of sviva. And when you put your child in a sviva, what happens? He could become also a gem. Every person can become a gem. He just has to put himself in the right avira, in the right surroundings. That's what he was saying. This is a pearl of wisdom. And it's relevant to me, says Rabbi Yeshua. And in truth, it's relevant to every single one of us. Because if we put ourselves in the right sviva, so then we also will be cultivating the right sensitivities, the right appreciation, and the right types of goals. And Beis Hashem, we should be Zeicha this year. Should be a year when we can put ourselves together with good friends, good environments. And Bezrat Hashem, we should be Zeicha to be Oila, Maila, Maila, Albama Satur, Vahayira, B'Shabbos Sefer.